We were in the middle of going through the 12 steps. We stopped after step 7. Okay, so we'll continue. Make a list of all persons we have harmed and become willing to make amends to them all. Okay, so this is clearly in line with Buddhism. And the thing of making amends, that would correspond in Buddhist practice with the opponent power of restoring the relationship. In Buddhism, we may not be able to contact the people, or they may not be ready to see us, or for one reason or another, we may not be able to make amends directly to them. But the basic thing is in our mind to change our attitude. So whatever thought we had that prompted us to do something harmful that they experienced the results of, to transform that in our own mind and have an attitude of kindness towards them, and specifically bodhicitta if we can. I had to kind of chuckle, make a list. Buddhists love to make lists. 2 of this, 5 of this, 37 of this, 108 of that. Right up our line. 9, make direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Okay, so that's what I was just saying. Also, sometimes people may have died, so we may not be able to contact them. In that situation, I think it's very helpful to write them a letter, you know, and have a little mental dialogue with them. Write a letter saying what's in our heart and send that kind of thought to them. And then imagine them accepting it and responding, you know, in kind. Because I think the important thing is that we really bring peace to a lot of the difficult relationships we've had in our life. You know, whether other people have brought peace from their side, we can't control, but we can do it from our side, and we can imagine that they've done it from their side. Yeah, they may be dead, they may be locked in their own mental torment or whatever, but we can imagine that you know, we're talking to the side of them that really has love and compassion and wisdom, and you know, seeing them accept what we're saying and making their amends as needed. And then 10 is continue to take personal inventory, and when we are wrong, promptly admit it. Well, I don't want to admit it right away. I mean, then the other person will think I'm weak and they'll take advantage of me. And anyway, they owe me an apology first before I apologize to them. So I'll admit it to myself, but I'll wait a few months or a few years before saying anything to them. Right? Yeah? No. Okay? So, you know, this thing of taking personal inventory, that corresponds in Buddhism to each evening looking over the day and, you know, rejoicing, giving ourselves a pat on the back for when we refrained from doing negative actions or when we did, you know, we're successful in our positive actions. And when we weren't successful, to really honestly own it, and, as you know, do purification right away with all 4 opponent powers. And then as soon as we see the other person, or the very next day if we could contact them, to try and make amends. Because the longer we let disagreement sit in our mind and somebody else's mind, the more solid it becomes. Of course, sometimes you need to wait a few days until you calm down, because something might have happened that really disturbs you. So in that sense, you know, in that case, it certainly makes sense. Yes, delay talking to them and apologizing and so on until we, you know, are able to make peace with the situation in our mind. Okay? But what I'm saying is not to let our pride get in the way of, well, I made a mistake, but they made a bigger one. Yeah, so they have to apologize first, or they have to do this or that. Okay, then 11 is seek through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand God, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. So here there's some differences with Buddhism. You know, seeking through, and maybe instead of prayer, I would say inner contemplation and meditation to improve, yeah, so far, we're okay, our conscious contact with our own values and principles as embodied by the three jewels. Yeah, so to not just to see the three jewels as something outside and we have to do things according to their way, but to get in touch with our own real values and principles and our own aspirations, to get in touch with those things that are in our own heart and see that they're there inside of us. We're not following them because the three jewels want us to or somebody else is imposing, but because from we in ourselves value these things out of our own wisdom, yeah, out of our own clarity of mind. And so to get in contact with those and then to see how the three jewels actually embody all of our virtuous values and principles and aspirations. Okay, you getting what I'm saying? Okay. Okay. So I would substitute that for improving our conscious contact with God as we understand God. But get in touch with what's really important to us on our own height, in our own heart, and then see that that's embodied and reflected in the three jewels. I would cross out praying only for knowledge of God's will for us, and substitute requesting for the three jewels for inspiration and getting in touch with our own inner strength and determination, yeah, to carry that out. Okay? So let's see if we can do this whole thing together. So seek through inner contemplation and meditation to improve our conscious contact, our conscious awareness with our own values, principles, and virtuous aspirations as embodied by the three jewels. And request the three jewels for inspiration and get in touch with our own inner determination to live according to these values and principles and aspirations. How's that? Okay. And then 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to other codependents or whatever group you're in, and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. So yes, you know, having had spiritual awakening, I would say maybe having
increased awareness
and balanced what's in my or increased balanced awareness. I want the word balance in there somewhere. Okay?
Having clearly seen my own positive qualities and potential in a balanced way.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Having clearly seen my own positive potential
My own
good qualities and positive potential in a balanced way, yeah, then to carry this, to share this with other living beings according to their disposition and receptivity. and to practice these in all aspects of our lives. Okay? Good. So, we just rewrote the 12 steps in a Buddhist way. Okay. Okay, so I think that's good for today, and then there's just a little bit more that we'll do one more time. Okay?